interesting. I had an interesting time at the ACC conference. Really fantastic conference over the past 3 days, and today's the last day, Saturday. Starting with my own talk, which was the introduction to Scala and object functional programming language, which really went well. I had a couple of guest stars in the audience, such as Rachel Davis, the Agile coach. Ewan Mill, who is the ACCU chair, and Kathleen Henney, who really liked the type inference engine from Scala. So you could, the inference engine in Scala is amazing, and he saw that himself. It discerns the type from the expression on the right hand side. It's really amazing to show like the long verbose notation for function objects and get it drilled down into very short, concise and elegant functional notations using a single underscore placeholder. Amazing stuff. So after that, I had some good times with other sessions. I went to What's Next in Java 7, which is Angelica Langer. And then after that, I went to Kevlin's, Henny's other session. I reciprocated Will the Wheel OO Please Stand Up, which is a really amazing look at object-oriented programming and what we do with it. And then the following day, it was a distributed version control systems. I remember Jim Haig's really in-depth discussion on Git. I think I understand it a lot better than I did, and I think I just have to play with it a lot more. And then Steve the Doc Lith, facilitation patterns and anti-patterns, and that was really a nice session away from programming, looking at psychological roles. Reminds me of Tom DiMarco's Adrenaline Junkies and Template Zombies, of the similar sort of style. On Wednesday night, I actually had some dinner with Steve the Doc and Lisa Crispin, an agile tester and coach. It was really great. Friday was a different day. I ended up going to Uncle Bob Martin's virtual keynote, which was really how every programming language really descends or is a paradigm invented by Lisp, the programming language. And then I did indeed, I was meant to go to Robert Martin's closure talks, but he was aware he didn't make the ACU conference. Instead, Didier Werner stepped in with an introduction to Common Lisp. So my reasons were for attending these sessions, afternoon sessions, is that it is a top door or front door entry into the closure world. So learning the language which inspired, and I guess like myself, a lot of people have learned or played around with Emacs configuration settings, and that certainly was my experience of Lisp programming. Set Q, the frame width, and then a value to set up Emacs to configure your Emacs back in the day. And well, to summarize, the ACCU Conference 2011 is one of the best I've come to. I got a lot more out of it this year than in previous years with my, I suppose, JavaFX script presentation in 2008. Yeah, and I met lots of good, interesting people here. More names I can throw a stick at. And really, I'll see them next year. So for Saturday, we got a lightning keynote and some sessions. The last session of the day for me would be Dr. Russell Winders, keep sending the messages. So I'm going to bid you adieu, and I'll see you, and this is my last cast from Oxford, England, at the ACCU Conference 2011. Bye for now.